Alright guys, it's Mike Fye from NewMusicSaturday.com here to introduce part two of this week's New Music Saturday podcast. And it's a pretty tripped out one. Dr. Bones and I go back down the rabbit hole. We explore the weird, wonderful, often unexplored side of the independent music scene. It's probably one of the most diverse part twos we've had in a while, actually. There's lots and lots of stuff to unpack in here. Some very, very cool tunes across multiple genres, so kind of the ultimate part two in many ways. There's a little bit of on the live show, we're still figuring out the new platform. Sometimes it seems to take a while to load the song. It's a bit random. It's not apparently to do with the format or anything. So I've edited some of that in here. So apologies if there's any dodgy edits or anything. It is like 3 o'clock in the morning and I did it in 5 minutes. So hopefully it's okay. But I figured you guys didn't necessarily need to or want to hear the random silences. So I cut them out for you. Speaking of listening, thank you so much for listening to the show. We really appreciate it. You're absolutely amazing. You make a huge, huge difference to us, but also more importantly to the artists with all your support. So cheers for that, guys. You rock. Enjoy part two.
Right on, hey, welcome to NMS part two, hashtag down the rabbit hole. I am Dr. Bones, a doctor of many things, but not a medical doctor. And of course, joining me as always is my partner in crime, best mate, and somebody especially late, Mike Five.
Way. All right, brother. Yeah, I'm looking forward. I was just just writing on
yeah,
Twitter,
right? Like, maybe less
happy, kind of confused, surprised, delighted expressions.
Right,
as we go down.
Like, what? Yeah, to fuck with it. Yeah, right.
Occasionally,
so,
you'll say something like,
and
what
you know, it was cool. speaking of that sort of thing, a few of the we have on here, Duke Goose and Mix as well, and they're great at that as well. And I mentioned to a couple of buddies that we haven't anything yet, but I've been like, you know, trying to get stuff together so I can send them and have them kind of clean it up for lack of better words, right? And of course, I mentioned Stu as well, so I couldn't help but not mention him, right? Like, so I mentioned the part we played from we'll do the show. So we go ahead. Stu's. Oh, here we go again. Oh yeah. I'm trying, man, and I'm just not sure. I'm not sure that they're long enough or what's going on. But
we need to work out how to get our clips on here, don't we?
Okay, well, they're easy, so I just need to put them in the Dropbox for you.
Send
so.
Them to me, and I'll because, see if I can do
because
the audio.
The one that Dez sent from Blues Foods worked fine, you know. So
yeah, stick them in the Dropbox. It might be the
right, but.
It's probably the file type.
Enough. But you know what? Speaking of Dez, Dez is a huge fan of the show, and he's hugely behind MS, and he's really pushing for us to be a syndicated show someday. So, as serious FM and everything else,
as long as we can find a radio that doesn't mind all the swearing.
The timing issues. I mean, the swearing is an issue. The swearing is an issue. Just the timing issues. And but you know what? Stuff happens. So,
yeah.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, no, I'm only joking. Yeah, it's good. We were syndicated for a while, weren't we? We had a few internet radio stations. I think we had about 10 or 15 at one point. And then, you know, right. gradually these things, you know, they don't last very long, these radio stations, unfortunately. I think they're expensive to run and all the rest of it. So
well, that's right. You know, and because...
Also, a lot of them wanted me to edit the show, and it's like, I can't before we started doing like the show, four hours editing well, this thing down.
Yeah, so. My own thing going, I'm going to use this here to download and fix it, but it's like, I can't get it working. So he ended up doing the editing, but it was just me reviewing songs, like, well, this is kind of boring, right? So, and, but this was even before, like, Matt Anderson's, so... And then exactly then yeah. Brian came on, One Man Standing, and then you, and then so.
Oh wow! Yeah. Oh, long time.
Exactly, exactly. Right. So
the rest is history.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. And look at us now. I tell you what, right? As I was uploading the thing to streaming. So I think I said last week
that's we had amazing.
I can't think it was 25,000 people, but it's now over 27,000. So it's gone up by another 1,000 in the last week.
We're just here to spread the good word of music, it. And that's insane, it. You know, yeah. some fun sidetracks. There's no pushing of any format specifically at all because that's we're not about that, you know. So, but we're just here to have fun, have a good time, and we appreciate the fact that people listen and can watch us live too. So. Yeah. Oh my god, yeah, like the video is so cool. I mean, I know I've took the camera off a few times today because I've had to use some
other. I like the, I think the live thing.
Leave it on if you really want to see it, it's because it's nothing bad, but so. Yeah, what do I want?
I turn it off.
Oh, I mean, just well, the other day, kind of side note, for the first song, but
blank background.
I know, I went and bought a bottle of whiskey, and like, oh, I got to get a free beer through. Like, okay, cool. Oh, it's 90 calories. It's ultra. It's like, well, I don't want it. It's like, you gotta take it. It's like, well, no, I actually really do not want it. I'm not gonna drink a low carb beer. It kind of defeats the purpose, right? It's not... We're just taking this. Okay, well, I'll give it away then. You know, like, you know. Oh, kind of, like I said, kind of defeats the purpose, but yeah.
Yeah.
Right. So we're gonna get to our first song here, part two, and a great opener because like part yeah, this whatever. Part two is just like getting more and more just kind of tripped out and just kind of like maybe no well, and of course cool time to stay tuned. I was going through some submissions, so it's like no like. Like in a good way, and of course, no way. Pictures of laughing because they show them that concept. So, no, I clean, right? So, all right. So, first one up is Velour Fog and a song called Black yeah, exactly. Babylon. Do this, and we're waiting again. Great. Yeah, exactly. It will. So just because I want to go back.
Do this if it works.
It might take a moment, I guess. So just give it a few more seconds here.
Fire!
Velour, Fog, and Black Babylon. What a great tune. Very tripped out, heavy, but tripped out as well. So that's why he chose Delete Up Part 2. Right?
Yeah, man, that's a...
Oh,
yeah,
nice. Good call. Good call.
Part 2. It reminded me of Mother Love Bone. Yeah, definitely had that kind of vibe. But yeah, loads of twists and turns, tempo changes, some very cool guitar work.
Right on. So next up is a brand new song by Red Telephone, a song called Hollowing Out. Dig this.
Yeah, man.
In a moment. Yeah. I know. I don't get it. So.
Dig this soon.
10, 15 seconds.
It's so good in part one as well. Confusing, isn't it?
Possibly, we'll see.
Maybe.
Telephone,
yeah,
and like very tripped out, very kind of 70s ish kind of boy style. So it took me a second because I had a bunch of thoughts in my head. It's like, how do I want to start out this review? So I was like, okay, well, so this
yeah, thing, man.
Carry on. So, oh, thank you.
I like it. I like your style. See what you did there.
Oh yeah. Good point.
Yeah, man, that was pretty. It was kind of cool because it was bits of it reminded me of Queen.
Dark type for sure. Yeah.
Bits of it reminded me of like Pink Floyd, which is quite a good combination actually. There's a little groove in there. It's kind of like a da-dum, 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 da-dum. It had this cool drumming, and I was just like,
I played a little bit of Jamiroquai, and then like Massive Attack, and then I went Pink Floyd. But the first one I started out with was The Trial from the Wall. So I was like, okay, it's okay. We'll pick Floyd. We got to do The Trial. Have to do The Trial. Right.
Nice.
So next up we have brand new Lifelong Corporation. And the song is called Waiting Can Be. Sorry, I got written down very scribble here. But it's called Waiting, but it's the In the Corner mix. So yeah, so Waiting in the Corner mix. Sorry about that. Just like I got scribbled down here, so I have to read that.
In the Corner mix.
My apologies, but here we go with Lifelong Corporation with Waiting in the Corner mix. Dig this. And hopefully, first try. Hooray! Right on. Lifelong Corporation with a song called Waiting and In the Corner remix. But what a great tune. And Lifelong Corporation has sent us a bunch of tunes, and this was just came available. And I hope everybody made it well when I camp Friday, because unfortunately I didn't buy anything this month either. I'm kind of saving up for next month. I'm just going to buy like a shit ton of stuff. But anyway, great tune. So big thanks, Lifelong Corporation. This was a great kind of trip down, like this kind of early 90s-ish kind of like electropop.
Yeah, man. Definitely. Definitely. It's like a banging 80s dance tune with some early 90s.
Smashing baby.
And then I really like that cool fadey droney ending. That was pretty cool. But yeah, it's good. There was a little bit in the beat of that that was a bit like
Don't you want me,
baby? It's got a bit of that going on. So it reminded me of that.
not important.
I can't remember who that was today.
Exactly. Have you talked?
Doesn't matter. It wasn't by these guys.
Oh, okay.
It's going to annoy me, though.
Was it 367 by. What's it?
Human League.
369809, like Tommy Tutone. Like, I got like Family Guy, like as sweet, like it's like Lewis, tell me Tommy Tutone.
Because
he does it number right. 367 by 309, 367 by 309. Right. So next up we have brand new Flake Belly and a song called The Trick.
Oh dear, brilliant.
Of time to get older, we see the physical effects of that. People die, babies grow old. We see the unfolding of time as we experience it. But it says it we're so slow. We're between two avenues of trees that growing slowly towards each other. But those are the next layers of the fractal. And we live at such a slower rate, a lower physical rate, a lower dimension, if you like. And we're walking. We're walking. Walking. We're walking.
This is one of his best tunes ever. This is so tripped out. I love the concept of this song. Like, great epic tune. I love it. Flake Billy with Trick.
Yeah, absolutely fantastic. I think he's brilliant anyway, but that is particularly good.
Oh, it? Yeah.
It's just really, really kind of fucked.
Tough end.
Oh yeah, love that one.
You know, what was it you? I was talking something the other night, and then all of a sudden, Briscoe was going, "I think Duff it, Duff it, Duff it." Oh yeah.
Mistake a mirror for a window. The world is dying before eyes. New no struggles.
Broken mirror. Fall by mirror.
Monsters. You and your dummy.
on Broken Bear and Follow My Leader. We played that a few weeks ago, and fortunately, we figured out the Kelly to catch up. So this is a great tune, very tripped out, and it could have gone part one, part two, but I think this was part two. Definitely down the rabbit hole. Like, love the haunting vocals to it, and just like it's a good alternative kind of gothic kind of grungy sort of stuff. Man, it's awesome.
Yeah, it's a brilliant tune, that one. I love the way it opens up with just the vocal. I think it's absolutely brilliant. It just sounds really kind of intimate, I suppose. And then, yeah, it's like you say, it's got quite an energetic, grungy thing going on, but it's very tripped out, especially with those kind of choral backing vocals. It makes it quite
Mine's kind of gone dark. Oh, Bernie's Baby!
Revenge for the disappearance.
Rayon Bird East, baby, with Hex. And man, we played that last week, but it's such a badass tune. And the last little bit, that we had Nine Inch Nails still do for sure. Like, that kind of like a closer taper off you at the end. But badass. I mean, the reason, the first reason why we started seeing the band, we got introduced to this band, was a big courtesy thank you to Idle Bones.
Oh yeah, this is the one that they introduced
exactly. So thank you them, and because this is such a badass band. I love this band. Like, that's such a great tune. Just like, just the, it was heavy, but it was definitely stood for part two for sure. Like,
yeah, what I love about that song is I think it's about the fifth time I've heard it, and I'm still surprised by the end. It just goes in a direction I wasn't expecting. It's just like, oh, okay.
I'll be damned.
Even in the comments, we've got Broken Bear joining us in the comments. Hello. And at the beginning, they were saying, oh, mine's a bit of Alanis Morissette. It's like, yeah, I can totally do that.
Oh, nice.
Then,
yeah. Yeah. Good point.
Then it kind of goes not so much anymore. It just changes direction completely. Yeah. Very, very cool tune.
Oh, sorry.
So again, we're going to play again.
No. I'm just removing some songs to make some room for more stuff. So my bad. So just be once in here. I'm going to load two more songs here just so we can try to keep ahead of the game and see if this works properly, thankfully. So
come on, this is the beauty of streaming live, isn't it?
Who
knows how it's gonna go, who knows where the gaps will be.
That's what she said.
The phrasing.
Yeah. Right.
Oh dear.
Right, so just give me one more moment here so we can move over song here.
All right. All right, should we go back to the random quiz?
Wow, nice accent. New Jersey? No, Austria. Oh, my mistake. Good day, mate. Let's put another shrimp in the Bobby.
Oh, look, I've got a Canadian question. Do you want to hear
it? Oh, please. Yes.
So this is, Acadia was the original name of which Canadian province?
New Brunswick.
No, oh, it's Nova Scotia.
What? Okay. Oh, come on. Oh.
I'm gutted that you didn't get that. I mean, oh dear.
damn it.
That's all right. If there was a question about England, I wouldn't know the answer. After his stint as Robin, what new persona did Dick Grayson adopt?
After Robin? I don't know, man. Like, honestly?
Nightwing. Apparently.
Nightwing, what the hell's Nightwing?
I don't know. It's like Robin, but at night.
Internet, what the fuck is the internet? Well, really.
There's a question here. I've got a different answer to this, but it says, what do you get when you add fresh fruit to red wine?
I don't know.
So the answer is sangria, but I would just say you get a very nice fruity wine. I didn't know that's what sangria was, but apparently it is.
Okay, okay.
So there you go. These questions are pretty random. This is just literally a site called randomtriviageneratorcom. So it's pretty fucking, who knows.
Well, we are ready for our next song.
Thank God.
Oh, thank God.
I'm a terrible quiz master.
Special cycles, Walton Watch. Oh, thank God. Let's go. No way. Come on, guys.
Oh, God.
Okay. So, next up, we have brand new classics with a song called Kimzai Etham Sikiet. Thank you. Sorry. All right. So here we go. Classics. This is an awesome dude, by the way. So,
yeah, man.
Kimzai Oh,
Kimzai Atam Saget.
Yeah.
Oh, anyway, a great tune. She had such a beautiful angelic voice. I love classics. So we had a great interview with her, and like, and some of the questions were so funny, and just her responses were right away. Especially when you asked her what the three things she did with her on an island, and she said her bitter hat, and you hear kind of chuckling in the background. So that was awesome. That was so funny. That was like perfect. That we were so close to the interview, could hear what was going on. So
yeah, that was beautiful, wasn't it? It was an absolutely stunning tune.
And she's done some great covers too. You can check her out on TikTok as well. So
yeah, but yeah, she's just got the most amazing voice. And that was incredible. I got no idea what it was about because that's the Turkish version, but it was gorgeous. I loved it.
Right on. Well, next up, we're gonna play a brand new Cosmic Boston song called "We Are All in This Together." Do this. Right.
We have been cursed with existing during strange and troubled times. While nature's basic edicts are labeled as crime, understanding trickles slowly, our hubris blinds us through. But we are all in this together, not catching the clues. Know yourself to know someone else. Let's grow and have some fun. We are all in this together. We are all in this together. Always winning forever if we work together. Strengthen our tether. It's about cooperation, overcoming crushing trials, spreading understanding through genuine smiles. At the core we are all drummers, dancing to Gaia's beating heart. Through syncopated rhythms, we can all play a part. So love yourself to love someone else, then go love everyone. We are all in this together. We are all in together, you and me winning forever, because we got together, regardless of the weather.
Right on, Cosmic Boss. We are all in this together. A very trippy out song, but a very peaceful and kind of was all kind of make sure we be good to each other, right? So,
yeah, which is a fantastic message, I think, for all of us.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
Yeah, brilliant. Yeah, very good. Sorry, just yeah, really, really cool tune. I read. It was kind of pushed down in the news because of all the coronation bollocks, but apparently the World Health Organization has declared that sort of COVID is no longer a global emergency. Like, it still exists, obviously, but
right.
it's kind of like, you know, officially over as a pandemic, which is pretty cool. But yeah, kind of this song reminded me of, you know, that kind of thing, and we're all sitting here going, what the fuck is going on? The only thing that we sort of had during that whole period was the fact that we were all experiencing the same thing. We had this mass collective insanity. So yeah, it was good timing to play that, because that was only yesterday, I think. I saw that.
All right.
But yeah, very cool, beautiful song. Love that.
Right on. Well, next up we have brand new Alice Sun and a song called Right Off Into the Sun. And this is a great tune, this one. So, where is it? So, let's see here. So, sorry. Got it.
It will be.
You were golden in every way. Sweet like summer peaches on a February day. Held up in the stars and the moonbeams, a songbird perching on top of a tree. On top of a tree. You filled the skies with beautiful song, struck up a choir to sing along. The heavens burst with harmonies, so they could hear you sing. Don't weep for me, 'cause I'm already gone.
Oh,
off into the sunset, and I'm always on tweet that song. It's a little bit long, but a great tune. Love her voice, very angelic, and just such a great vibe to it.
Yeah, that was great, wasn't it? That was real, like, positive. Yeah, like you say, great vibe. Just felt good. Kind of like, you know, going along with that one, just going, yeah, man, I'm in a good mood now. This is cool. I like it.
So,
all right. Yeah, enjoyed that.
The answer in a song called Sundowners, and that is right here. So we're...
Thank you.
Rapture was Sundowners. No, that was heavy, but it's also tripped out as well. And definitely a part two. I mean, I was able to fit some of yourself kind of a good mix of part two. But yeah, the answer was Sundowners. I love the student. Very tripped out. It's very a little bit longer, but it's such a cool jam, though. It really is badass jam.
Yeah. Excuse me. Yeah. It's absolutely brilliant. And yeah, I really love these guys. And I think I said before, last time we played probably the first single from this album or something like that. But. I'm a big fan of this band. That's the thing, right? And I feel kind of privileged because I remember buying their album Rise in about, I don't know, 2006 or something. It came out, and I never got to see them live. Actually, they were playing somewhere I was due to be. I think it was Reading or something. I didn't go for whatever reason. But I absolutely love this band, and I find it amazing that this band, who I regard as, you know, massive, are sending us, or their PR is sending us, you know, their songs on this podcast, because I'm genuinely a fan. But yeah, I love it. It's brilliant. It's bluesy. It's tripped out. It reminds me of Rival Sons,
nice,
and bands like that. But yeah, they're fantastic. The answer, absolutely brilliant, and that is a great, great tune. I love it.
Right on, man. Well, next up, we have brand new First Page Runner, the EP. He's out right now on Bandcamp, but we got it ahead of time. So thank you to him. He sent to us via DM on Twitter. And I asked him, I said, well, what song can we play? What song he wants to play? He's like, oh, these are my favorites here. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, so I was like, that's a good one. So one of his favorites is one of my favorites now, too, is a song called Earth Caved In. So this is a brand new First Base Runner, and I love this artist right here. So here goes First Base Runner and Earth Caved In. Dig this.
When you sleep, when you dream, what was it that you wanted? Was it ever even happening? Was it ever even happening? Who were we out on the streets? Two small palms crossed in a crucifix shape. Shake with me side to side. Shake with me side to side. We only have our own selves to hide. We only have our own selves to hide. When the earth gives in, when the walls fall down, and we climbed upon the roof and danced around the sky. Come to the phone.
first base runner with Caved in Earth, and I'm sorry I haven't finished tuning that song yet, but what a tripped out song that was. The new piece out right now, it's on Vivo and Bandcamp, and he sent us a copy, so big thank you to him because it's an amazing album. Like, I really love it.
Yeah, top, top quality, isn't it? He's a really, really good artist, really good producer, really good songwriter. I absolutely love that one. That's a wicked tune. Yeah, this new EP is brilliant, brilliant, yeah, brilliant stuff. I can't even remember where he came from. He just popped up one day in our inbox. Yeah. No, but I mean in terms of like how he came across us or whatever, he just sort of appeared one day and it was like, wow, this guy's cool. And then we've played loads of his stuff. So.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I bought some merch from him too, so...
You did. You love a bit of merch, mate.
Oh yeah, I got a t-shirt and a CD and stuff. So yeah,
nice, nice. But yeah, very, very cool. Really, really dig that.
So sorry, just give me 1 second here. I'm still tweeting. I'm sorry, but
I will forgive you.
Oh, thank you.
Of course. As soon as it's you.
I'm so embarrassed to go in the hole. Okay, throw in the hole. And of course, with the Jerry Springer when the Simpsons did the Halloween episode where Marge gets impregnated by you, it's like, hey, look over there, and hits with like the laser gun. and then at the end, it's like, oh, I'm so fucking embarrassed. Like,
yeah. Oh, brilliant.
Okay, finally did the first base runner song. All right.
Hey.
Sorry about that. I got a little sidetracked there. So next up, we have a few more songs to get to here tonight. So next up we have, a band called Elevated, and it's Focus, but I-O-N, so Focusion.
Yeah.
Possibly. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, and the song,
sounds like that, doesn't it?
Okay, and the song's called Yoko Loco, dig this.
Thank you.
Rayon Elevated Focus Shin Yoko Loco. I'm very tripped out and like very intense for sure. Turn your mic on, buddy.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, there we go. Yes, the end.
There it is. Okay. Huzzah! There it is. It was kind of like if X-Files met Damsel in the Dollhouse.
Oh, nice. Good point. Nice. Oh, no. That's actually a really good thing.
It's kind of creepy, wasn't it? I liked it.
Oh, very much so, yes. Right. So cool, just give me a moment here. Just going to remove a few things and add a few things. So. Right, so just come on, what's here? Looking at this, nothing of that kind of can drag and drop, but not quite, you know?
Yeah, it's a bit weird, isn't it?
A bit, just a bit. All right, so because our next one up is One Blind Mouse, so.
Oh, yeah, man.
And it's Greed, so I'm pretty sure we don't put that yet because we're trying to play it right in order like he wanted, so.
Yes.
I'll do that by the last few up here. So there's that one. Okay, two more. So this one is from the Science Adventure with from Andrew Hartshorn and Cosmic Boss. So.
Oh, yeah.
Which is that's a creation. That's at it's called the Monochrome Assembly.
Monochrome Assembly, nice.
That's the last one for the night. So. Sit right there. Okay, cool. And then after that, we got one more. And the Woven Ninth Hour. So, if you think about it, it's pretty tripped up finish, right? Like,
yeah, man. This is a pretty fucked up finish.
Right? Right. They don't sound kind of evil. Like,
right. It is literally going to give someone nightmares, but yeah.
Yeah. Can't super nightmare. All right, so one more year or so. Okay, cool. Look at that one. All right, so. Hormone here, but we should be good. All right, yeah. So next up, we have One Blind Mouse with a song called "Greed." Take this. Hey.
Thank you.
didn't fish tweeting that, but holy fucks to you, man. What the hell? Like that was agreed by one blind mouse, but holy shit, like, man, like, talk about avant-garde and fucked up, like, my god, like,
it is brilliant. This Circles of Hell album is absolutely brilliant. I really, really like it. Just like thematically, it's very, very cool, and yeah, it just absolutely works. But yeah, I love the sort of pocket change clinking around in that. It's,
right,
it's quite dark and disturbing, that tune. I really like it.
Just a bit.
Yeah, just a little bit, just a little bit.
A bit.
It's nowhere near the most fucked up tune on that.
No. It's one of
the most accessible, but it's very cool.
Yeah, we still have a few more to go, so.
Yeah. Oh yeah, man. That's only like the fourth one, and there's 10 of them, I think.
So. Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah, there'll be more. I've got another one blind mouse tune to send you as well that you might be over this week, and I forgot to send it. But yeah, brilliant, just brilliant.
Nice. Right on. So next up we have the Evolving Ninth Hour song called Bells, Mist and Twine. And we go with this. Songs are fishing too fast. Enough time to tweet that one either. So that was the evolving ninth hour with Bells, Mist, and Twine. And man, that was really, really tripped out. Like, oh, cool. Like, I really enjoy that one, man. I just love that they're kind of metal, but kind of tripped out finish. I guess it's the way I would think. So,
yeah, man, that was very, very cool. That was, had a bit of everything in it. It was only about a minute off. It was a little bit of acoustic guitar in there. It had some synthy stuff. Even managed to bring a little bit of vocal in and then kill it immediately at the end of the song. Mm. That was cool. That was very good. I'm intrigued. They've done their job in the sense that they've given me a little bit of a tease and I want to hear more. So yeah, very, very good.
Right on. One more moment between the song and then we'll get to our last song.
Well, while you tweet that, I'm going to clarify. So One Blind Mouse is still in the chat and he says, accessible, you say, where did I fuck up making this mainstream shit? Yeah. I just want to reiterate, I said it was one of the most accessible on a very fucked up album. So probably not exactly mainstream.
Yeah, no. Far, 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 far from mainstream. Like, holy shit. Like, not even close. Let's be honest here, you know, I guess so.
Yeah, I kind of love that that might have genuinely offended him, but I didn't mean to. Brilliant. Two brilliant teams there.
Here we go again. Stew. So, there you go. Not quite what we do in the shadows, but close enough.
Pretty close.
So our last song of the night has to do with the new album Poseidon Adventure with Cosmic Boss and Andrew Hartshorn.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have a song called by a band called Monochrome Assembly. The song's called Painted Ship on a Painted Ocean. Do this. Right on. What a great way to finish part two. And that was Monochrome Assembly with A Painted Ship on a Painted Ocean, courtesy of Andrew Hartshorn of the Poseidon Adventure album, which Cosmic Boss took part in too as well. So great ending. Love the song. Very, very, very tripped out and just sort of mellow. It looks like a, yeah, definitely a kind of like a, you know, like. Ooh, it was by the throat. It was like, ooh, that's a surprising alarm.
Surprising alarm. yeah, that was wonderful. What a fantastic way to end part two. It was kind of creepy and intriguing and
a bit. Just,
yeah, it's good. Very, very good. I've enjoyed both parts of this week's show. It's been fantastic once again. Feel like we're getting a little bit smoother with the new app and all that sort of stuff.
Just big in there, yep.
Getting things back on catch up and all this sort of stuff. We're rolling now. I said earlier? 1,000 people or something listening to this.
Yeah, yeah.
Something insane.
Right.
Not just to last week's episode, people listen to like really old shit as well, which is kind of cool.
Patricia's a big fan. She's been listening to all the catch up, so.
Excellent. So she's been doing it from different devices. Is she like 5 of 1,000?
No, just her phone. Just her phone.
Turns out 362 of them.
Right.
But no, it's excuse me. It's amazing. I absolutely love you know, not, it's good for us, obviously, but it's mostly it's good for the bands and the music, and that's the thing, isn't it?
Exactly. Right.
So yeah, it's wonderful that people are tuning in and listening to it, which is very, very cool. But yeah, I've really enjoyed it. I'm slightly losing my voice, to be honest. Yeah, I'm very, very tired. So
okay, well,
it's the end, because I'm going to go to bed soon. Yeah.
Well, everybody have a wonderful night. Thank you guys so much for listening to part one, part two, and or listening on the catch up as well. We had a great time tonight. A lot of fun. A lot of great music. Until next time, we'll talk to you soon. This has been Dr. Bones saying Bones out in Mic 5.
Cheers.
Okay, guys. Thank you so much for listening.